The Menominee tribe in Wisconsin and a partner tribe from Connecticut have been trying for about 6 years to acquire the Dairyland dog track and change it into a large casino and entertainment complex. But in the waning days of the Bush administration, the Interior Department has rejected the Menominee's plan. That comes as good news to Kenosha County Supervisor Terry Rose, who says the casino would not have been good for the area.
It would discourage good jobs from locating here, and while it may be a temporary shot in the arm, long term I think it would have presented far more problems than it was worth.
Rose contends the casino would have brought more corruption to Kenosha, but the casino plan may not be dead yet. Menominee spokesperson Evan Zeppos pledges the tribe will fight the federal decision in court. Zeppos says the Interior Department based its decision on a rule change that made it tougher to okay off-reservation casinos.
One day the department issued a memo that basically tried to supersede both the law and the regulatory standards. Well, you can't do that in America. We live in a democracy.
The Forest County Potawatomi has been trying to protect its lucrative Milwaukee casino from competition in Kenosha. It says courts have already upheld the Interior Department's review process. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.